Mr. and Mrs. Decker had had marital spats for a number of months, and a little cooling off time was needed. So Mrs. Decker had gone away on vacation for several weeks to some southern islands. But when she was returning and opening her suitcase, she had no more started unpacking than she and Mr. Decker were at it again, fighting tooth and nail. And she just slammed her suitcase shut, and she said, "That's it. I want a divorce, and I want half. I want half of everything." And he said,
"Ridiculous."
"Oh, you think so? You should just give me what I ask for, because I could have it all easily. When I was on vacation, I learned the art of voodoo. And I could kill you dead, and I'd have it all, and no one would know. No one would suspect me."
"Nonsense," said Mr. Decker.
"Oh, really? I have the wax figurine. I have the hat pin. All I'd need from you is a little bit of hair, maybe a fingernail clipping or two, and you'd be gone. No one would suspect. It looks like a heart attack to the doctors, and I'd have everything, and you'd be dead."
"Rot."
"Okay," she said. "Well, fine. If you don't believe it, I know it works. So here's the deal. You let me try it. I know it'll work. You'll be dead and I'll have everything. But if for some reason it didn't work, I'll go ahead and give you the divorce and ask for nothing."
"Deal," said Mr. Decker.
And he went into the bathroom to get her what she needed. And she got in her suitcase and she got that wax. And she started working it into the figurine of a human. And she got that hat pin. And when he came back, he had a little bit of hair in the palm of his hand, and she plucked it and started placing it into the wax and working it in deep. And when she had it in that wax figurine, she placed it flat on the table, raised that hat pin high above its heart, and she said to her husband, "You are going to be so very, very sorry." Well, afterwards, Mr. Decker was more surprised than sorry. He had always been a very careful man, and it had always bothered him how she never cleaned her hairbrush.